Remember, if you bought a house anywhere but Santa Barbara, you didn't pay enough. Joining me today, Bob Breitman. He was appointed and served as the local agency formation commission, known as LAFCO, executive officer for 40 years. Ventura, 18 years. Santa Barbara, 20 years. Then he went to Contra Costa County and then San Benito County. I know one of them, I think, is the smallest county in California. He, in addition, he provides professional services for about 20 other local agency formation commissions. And now he also is kind of on his own now. He's working for private parties. And he prepares municipal service reviews, spheres of influence, updates on SOI, which I don't know what that means. Welcome back to Radio Real Estate, Big Brother Bob Breitman.
Mark Schneidman, it's a pleasure to hear your voice.
I always enjoy talking to you. You were on last year in March, just when the pandemic was rearing its head. We had no idea what was coming. And here we are about 15 months later, and I'm glad you made it through okay.
Are you vaccinated yourself?
I didn't vaccinate myself. I went and had someone do it, but yes.
But okay, are you a Pfizer or Moderna?
Why didn't you ask about Johnson & Johnson?
Well, because that's a one-shot deal.
I went Johnson & Johnson on April 5th,
okay. And
I bought the same day Johnson & Johnson and Pfizer stock, and they're both up.
My wife is a Moderna. I'm Pfizer, but we get along okay.
So you have an interracial marriage. That's very interesting.
Intervaccinational marriage, yeah.
Mary, now I always affectionately called you Big Brother Bob Breitman because I imagine you as the executive officer, as the man like the Wizard of Oz behind the curtain, really running the show. And now that you've been out of the, and you never admitted to it, but now that you've been away from government for a few years, can you finally admit that you, in fact, were in charge of everything?
No, I was just a pale reflection of the elected officials I was privileged to serve.
That is an expression you have used before. I love
that.
No,
they're elected. They have the authority. As staff, we are there to advise them and explain to them what the statute means, that they may not have the resources and time to study in detail themselves.
Right.
But they are the decision makers. That's the way we work it.
Well, not to get off track, but of course, when we're dealing with the city council, a lot of people seem to complain a lot of times that it's the staff really pushing the agenda, running the show. And so I never thought about that.
Well, if they're competent and the city council follows their advice, maybe they're criticized for that, for being competent.
Oh, I like that. I like that approach. Before we jump into our topic, I did tell your joke about how to make an environmentalist, but I don't remember the exact verbiage, so tell it again.
How do you make an environmentalist? The answer is have the escrow close on their house.
Now, I want you to explain why that's funny.
Well, once people own their home, they don't want more homes built for two reasons. They don't want the congestion, number one. Number two, that increases the value of their home. So it's a supply and demand question, is it not?
It's excellent.
Yeah.
It's excellent. You should have been an economist professor. Actually, you do teach at college, don't you?
I teach at Ellison University in the Public Administration Master's Program.
At which university?
Cal Lutheran University, CLU.
Oh, yeah. That's where...
Thousand Oaks.
That's where the UCSB Economic Forecast Director, Bill Watkins, went.
That's correct.
Right? You knew him? And then and you know his replacement? He's been on the program, but not for a while.
You know, the other place I teach a class that has continuing education of the bar credits that attorneys have to take to keep their practice viable. I teach that for the UC system. I've taught a class at UC Davis, UC Riverside, UCLA, and so forth.
Well, you're one of these people that believe that retirement is not going to happen. You just keep going.
No, we bought an RV to make me stop working so much. So that's, we've been on 14 RV trips since we bought it 2 years ago.
No kidding? Do you have satellite? Well, do you have satellite so you could stay connected?
Yeah, we watch. Yeah, we do. The technology is something my wife's familiar with, not me. But yeah, we have Sirius, I think.
And I think what was that show? Coming to America, where they took the first RV, they did exactly what you did, and their first trip was to Vegas, and they lost all their money.
Oh, well, no, Vegas is a little warm for us right now.
Okay.
Our last trip this year was up to the June Lake Loop on the east side of the Sierras. We're very fond of that area, Mammoth and June Lake, Silver Lake, and so forth.
Oh, good for you. Good for you. I've always had a fantasy about owning an RV, and I think it's, I'd love to see some pictures. Bob Braitman, he spent 20 years as the executive officer for the Santa Barbara LAFCO from 1993 to 2013. And he first came on, we talked about Goleta, the formation of Goleta. But what's happened in Santa Barbara recently, we've got a mayoral election coming up. The mayor runs at large. That means everyone can vote for the mayor. But recently, Santa Barbara changed from at-large elections for the city council to district elections. And when you think of the city, county supervisors, they all are by district, and they're large areas. So every large area has a district to make up from this large county. But there's been a trend for cities to change. They're generally, most were at large, and now they're under the threat of lawsuit. They're being pushed to go to district. And I was talking to a politician recently, and they felt that Santa Barbara is so small that they didn't think the district elections is really as good as at large. So I wanted to get Bob's opinion, since he's worked in this area for such a long time. What do you think?
Well, thank you for asking me. I have a couple of thoughts for you. Number one, we live and thrive in a democratic society. That means our governmental officials are elected by voters. Now, when it comes to county government, most of them are governed by a five-member board of supervisors, each of which is elected from a different supervisorial redistrict or supervisorial district. Each one has to be relatively equal in population or registered voters. Now, when it comes to a city, which is oftentimes and always smaller than a county, except for the city and county of San Francisco. So in Santa Barbara County, there are several cities. Now, there's two ways to elect a city council. One is at large. That means that, let's assume for a moment, there are five members of the city council, and three are elected 1 year, and the other two are elected 2 years later. They each have four-year terms. And the elections are at large. That means everyone in the city votes in the election for the city council. What that means is when people are elected to the city council, they represent and are responsible to all the registered voters citywide. They don't represent just one neighborhood or one region. They represent everyone. And then the mayor is typically chosen by selecting one of the council members to be the mayor. That decision is made by the city council, and they usually rotate the mayorship, mayor position among members of the city council. All that's clear to everyone. Now, there are some cities where the voters think that they're not being adequately represented on the city council. For example, they may argue we have a five-member city council, but three of the council members live in the same neighborhood. So my neighborhood doesn't have a city council member who lives here, so we are being not adequately represented. So what we want to do is divide the city into regions or districts or divisions, and then my neighborhood can elect a member of the city council. It really raises a question. Do you want the city council members to be responsible, politically responsible, electorally responsible to the entire city council or to the entire population of the city? Or do you want members of the city council accountable to just subregions of the city or districts or divisions? And so what happens normally is when a city council is elected at large, sometimes members of the residents of the city might feel they're not adequately represented because their neighborhood or their portion of the city doesn't elect a member of the city council.
Well, let me stop you. It's almost as
if...
I'm done. The show's over. Thanks for being on, Bob. Let me stop you. First of all, that was great.
Thank you.
And when you... If you have, well, first of all, it didn't seem to happen that way, and it seemed like it's an external force that forced the city of Santa Barbara to change. It's not as if people in certain districts were, well, maybe I'm wrong. I don't follow it that closely. But it seems unlikely to me, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, that, as you put it, maybe three of the five lived in one certain neighborhoods. So what were they? Were they intentionally like, oh, let's put new trees in our neighborhood. Let's do new sidewalks in our neighborhood. Let's ignore the neighborhood because none of the city council members live in these neighborhoods. It seems that that would be on its face ludicrous that they would really think like that and ignore a neighborhood. Because if you ignore a neighborhood, it's going to detract from the whole city.
You're absolutely correct in everything you said. There are people, though, who think that my portion of the city, my neighborhood, is not represented by the existing members of the city council. So I want to have a portion of the city, a council-managed district that includes my neighborhood and doesn't include the entire city, so I have a greater chance or opportunity to elect someone who will be responsible to me,
accountable
to me. And it's a local decision. Every city, I'm sure, is different. Most cities start off, in fact, all cities start off with at-large elections, and over time, as they grow in population and geographic area, there may be a sense that we want people elected to the council from all over the city. So every area has a member who represents them specifically. I live in the city of Ventura, and we have gone to a council member form of government here. The mayor is elected citywide. Everyone votes for the mayor. It's a directly elected position. However, members of the city council, I live in Ventura, by the way, members of the city council are elected by council-managed divisions. And therefore, I get invited to a candidates forum of the people running for city council in my district. And that's the only ones I get to vote for. I don't get to vote for people who live in other portions of the city.
So
it depends on whether you believe that city council should be accountable to the entire city population as a whole, or whether you think members of the city council should be politically accountable to their neighborhoods or their sub-region of the city.
So city of Ventura is similar to city of Santa Barbara. And we just recently went to this pattern of district at Ventura as well, not too long ago.
Correct. And you have a directly elected mayor?
Yes, and we have a mayoral election coming up shortly.
Are you a candidate?
Not only am I not a candidate, but I will not be voting for anybody because I don't live within the city limits of Santa Barbara. I can say, or no, I can guess, I'm guessing something, and I could be wrong. But by the way you phrased it, that people thinking we need representation and the city council elected, the way you phrased the question, I'm guessing that you think at large will hold city council people accountable to everybody and everyone gets to vote, that if you were in charge, you would say that would be the better way to go. Am I correct or am I wrong?
I think you're reading my inference correctly. I believe the members of the city council, all of them, should be accountable to all of the residents or all of the registered voters in the city. And therefore, they would make decisions based upon the overall interests of the residents of the city.
And specifically...
And if that means... that five of them out of seven are elected in one neighborhood, that is simply a reflection of our democratic process. Other people, if they want to get elected, have to get registered and vote. There are some areas of a city which don't have the turnout in terms of voting strength. There are registered voters who live there or could be registered, but they may not participate. I think you're reading my influence correctly. I think the members of my city council should be accountable to me directly and to every other member of the city population.
Now, and you think, though, with counties, because they're much larger and they're much more larger population, the district elections make sense.
They do, I believe. First of all, that's what state law says, because the idea of a citywide election at large or by district is a local decision. The decision of the city of the Board of Supervisors is based on state law.
Okay, so.
And therefore, it's not a local decision to make.
So, in fact, it wasn't a local decision for Santa Barbara to make. They were forced to make it. Somebody, I don't know what the entity is or individual, comes in and is demanding this and threatening to sue, is my understanding. Is that correct?
I believe that. I don't live in your county, but I do understand that there was a litigation filed to force the city to go to district elections. People were saying, my neighborhood doesn't have a shot. We don't have a chance of getting anyone elected. Therefore, we are disenfranchised from the city council, and therefore, city, we're going to sue you to make you, or we're going to have a petition to have a voter-approved ordinance to create council member districts.
Yeah, I guess I would have to find out from someone from the city exactly how it went down, because I don't believe that anyone voted on it. I believe that they capitulated under threat of lawsuit. I've heard that that's been happening in different cities. And as you put it...
Well, that's one way to put it. The other way to put it is they saw the beauty of the thoughts of other people and they agreed with them. Maybe it was to avoid a lawsuit, but maybe they said, you know, that's right.
It could be. I don't know. Could be.
Got to talk to the city council or the members of the city staff to see how that came down.
My guest is Bob Breitman. He's worked for government. I don't know if it was before 1974. That's when you started in the Ventura Local Agency Formation Commission, known as LAFCO. And he's still working. Still, he's teaching. And are you still... Is the name of your business public agency clients?
I have a couple of clients, yeah. And I assist some other LAFCOs still, but nothing like I used to be. I'm trying to cut down on the amount of work I do.
Right, and well, good for you. I mean, you deserve it. You put
and
in
that,
your...
And that is why, quite honestly, that is why we purchased a motorhome. So I couldn't take projects.
Right.
Because I literally work all over California, and that requires a significant travel time and so forth. So I've done my best over the years, but I am trying to cut down the number of clients I work for at one time.
Okay. Well, if I ever need your help, I'm going to call you in between ventures on your RV. When you leave, do you go for a month or 2 weeks? Or?
Oh, no. We take a week and a half or 2 weeks sometimes.
Oh, okay.
In fact, we keep records of our trips. I'll send you a few of them.
Big brother.
You don't have enough to do in your life.
Big brother Bob Breitman. I still have a letter that I printed and saved from December 3rd, 2018. I know that Prop 13 is just something you're very passionate about and know about. And so we'll do, maybe next time we talk, we'll talk about that. I appreciate you. Last question. You don't know. I know there are 58 counties. I don't know how many cities there are in California, and I don't know how many cities are at district or at large. Do you?
Not without doing a little research. It's easy to find out, though.
Yeah, it seems to be.
The California cities would have that on the tip of their tongue.
Yeah. I guess it's the trend, and it's happening. And it's happened here, and now the question will be who's doing an analysis of the impact, and do certain neighborhoods who felt that they were disenfranchised have things really changed?
And are the streets being maintained equally throughout the city? That kind of question.
Right.
As you know, it's Monday, and at noon I go off to a Rotary Club meeting, but I'm glad to answer your phone call today.
Thank you for carving out the time. Big Brother Bob Braitman, retired now, but still putting in some time working and teaching. Bob Braitman, thank you so much for talking with me.
You be well, Mark. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. He's such a nice guy, and he's worked so hard and so long, and always enjoy talking to him. Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, radiorealestate.com. We'll take a quick break, and I have no idea what I'm going to talk about.